Peter Ryan, we're facing a bushfire season with temperatures which have the potential to be hotter than average, according to the Bushfire CRC's report today. You've announced a new system of funding the Fire Services Levy. Can you take me through how that's going to work?
Certainly. This is a recommendation, number 64, in fact, of the Bushfire Royal Commission, where the Commission said that the current system of the insurance-based funding of fire services through the levy simply needed to be abolished and to be replaced by a property-based system, and one which carried with it concessions for those for whom there was that need. Now, what we have done, therefore, we've announced today that there will be, from the 1st of July 2013, a property-based system for the collection of the levy, which is to apply from that day forward. And it will mean that everybody who owns property in the state of Victoria will contribute in some way or other to the raising of the fire service levy, which in turn is necessary to fund the fire services of Victoria. That'll be over and above the contribution which the state government presently makes and will continue to make. And it will also take into account the fact that we as a government will no longer be collecting the tax on tax, which has been a terrible feature of the system as it now exists and which has frustrated particularly regional Victorians for literally decades. And it means, therefore, the government is foregoing about $75 million a year in income that has otherwise been deriving through that tax on tax on the fire services levy. Plus, we are putting in the $20 million for the concessions, which will go to pensioners and health pensioners and those who hold veterans' gold cards. Plus, we are foregoing the amount of distribution we would otherwise be getting through our GST receipts. It means a bit more than $100 million a year we are, in effect, making available to the system, and it will no longer be raised through the operation of the levy.
Where will you get that money that you have foregone from?
We are allowing for that in our budget, commencing in the year 13-14. Our intention at the moment is to have a budgeted surplus in excess of $800 million for that year. And going on in the out years, that surplus will gradually continue. And the intention is that the $100 million per year will come from that source.
Peter Ryan, the basic version of the fire services levy is that you used to pay it on your insurance and now you'll pay it through your council rates. Is that correct?
Yes. In essence, what happens at the moment, Nicole, is that for those of us who actually insure our homes, we incur the fire services levy. That happens because the money is recovered from the insurance sector. The insurers then recover the money from us as the payers of our premiums. And that appears, the fire services levy appears sometimes within our insurance statements, our renewal statements. On other occasions, it's just wrapped into a lump sum.
So what do the council? How do the councils feel about having to collect this tax on your behalf?
Well, the councils, some of them say that's fine. Others are more concerned about it. But we are in negotiations with them at the moment to make sure that the government can, pays the cost of the setup of having them undertake this. And the departments are presently in discussions with the MAV about this, with a view to a one-off payment to local government so they don't incur a cost, and then an ongoing maintenance payment, if you like, to make sure that they can deal with this in the manner that we want to have happen, but without cost to ratepayers.
This is what Councillor Dick Ellis from Gippsland told Jared Callanan this morning.
You know, local government's position, of course, is that we see that it is an inequitable sort of form of tax, and that we're being placed as local, your local council, in an unenviable position where we have to act as a tax collection agency for the state government.
Why is it inequitable?
Well, because it goes back to the properties, whether you're insured or not, and of course, who pays it? So therefore, it's not going across the broad spectrum of properties. Rental properties may not be covered. There's a whole series of considerations that really haven't been addressed by government, and of course the we, as a form of level of government, have said, well, we're not interested in being involved in this.
Peter Ryan, He's not interested in being involved in it, and he doesn't want to be your tax collector.
Well, very greatest respect to Dick, whom I know pretty well. I think there's a number of things he's mixed in there in the one go. The first thing is the flaw in the present system is the fact that the point that he makes is quite right. Only those of us who insure our homes actually pay the fire services levy. So we have a lot of people out there at the present time who expect the CFA to turn up at the front gate when the fire breaks out, but who make no contribution at all to the fire services levy. Well, the system we are introducing today is going to solve that. All properties, to greater and lesser degrees, will incur a responsibility for contributing to the levy.
But he still doesn't want to be your tax collector.
As you were?
He still doesn't want to be your tax collector.
Well, be that as it may, it happens in Western Australia, happens in South Australia, happens to differing degrees in Queensland and Tasmania. We are going to ensure that local government is funded for it. Local government historically has the best means of doing it because, of course, they already send us all a rate notice as property owners. And therefore, we will make sure that local government is not out of pocket, but it is the best, the most efficient way of being able to collect this money.
Peter Ryan, The Australian reports the latest poll which indicates that voter support for Ted Baillieu has gone off, this is a news poll, gone off the boil during the past year, and his dissatisfaction rating has jumped 21 points to 50%, and there would be a potential change of government if an election were held now. What is it that the Liberal coalition are doing wrong, which has got it into this position
in its first term of government? I think we have a number of factors in play. First, I'm not particularly interested in talking about what the numbers may be because they come and they go with the ebb and the flow of
time. But that's huge, 21
points. There are some relevant factors in play here, no doubt. It is taking time to clean up the rubbish after 11 years that Labor left for us. We unfortunately do not have access to Aladdin's Cave, and therefore to be able to set our budgetary position in a way which best protects the state while accommodating those sorts of pressures that we've inherited, plus the GFC-related issues, plus the removal of about $6.5 billion worth of GST, these things are difficult, no doubt, but we are doing it.
But maybe rather than...
Particularly up and down the eastern coast of Australia.
Maybe rather than heading towards a $300 million... Maybe rather than heading towards an $800 million surplus, you look at giving the $300 million back into the TAFE sector and reopening the DPI offices that you're closing.
Well, no, rather what you do is you take a TAFE sector, to take your example, which when Labor opened it to the market in the year 8-9, they contributed $800 million a year to it. And they said to us in year 8-9 that by year 11-12, it would have increased $100 million a year, which is what they said. And when in fact it went up not by $100 million a year, it's gone up by $500 million since then. It's now costing $1.3 billion, not $900 million. What you do, Nicole, is you take the appropriate and the responsible steps to put it on a sustainable basis and make sure that the sector, including TAFE, is able to be sustainable for the future and providing the sorts of training that we need for the strength of our economy and for the people who undergo that training to be able to get work. That's what you do need to do.
Peter Ryan.
And it's but one example of what we were left by a Labor Party which had completely lost its way and set up a scheme which was simply and utterly unsustainable.
Peter Ryan, great to talk to you.